This is Uncle Dennis with Earth First Radio, reporting on the memorial celebration for David Brower, three times executive director of the Sierra Club, founder of Friends of the Earth and Earth Island Institute. David died November 5th, and there was a memorial service at Berkeley Community Theater December 2nd, which Earth First Radio attended. During the celebration memorial service, such people as Lee Stetson, Katie Lee, members of the Brower family, Hunter and Amory Lovin, Stephanie Mills, Carl Anthony, Julia Butterfly Hill, Paul Hawken, and Paul Winter spoke and played music. Also, John Denver videoed, and we saw a video about the life of David Brower. David Brower grew up in the Berkeley Hills. His family traveled in the Sierra Nevada, and David became a rock climber. His love of the outdoors eventually took him to be the first ever executive director. Among the things that he participated in was the expansion of the idea of what the Sierra Club could do from merely a hiking and camping organization to an organization that played a role in the formation of the Wilderness Act and many other pieces of legislation that now protect major areas of the United States from environmental degradation. In the audience were several Earth Firsters and others, and Earth First Radio took this opportunity to ask them about their experiences with David Brower. We're here in the hallways of the David Brower Memorial, speaking with Dennis Fritzinger. Dennis, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Dennis. It's a sizable crowd here, and a lot of well-wishers have come out to celebrate David Brower's life.
Any memories of David you'd like to talk to Earth First Radio listeners about?
Well, personally, I only met David one time. He was on the University of California Berkeley campus, and he had been giving one of his talks at an environmental eco-awareness event and was captivating as usual, and this was a little party afterwards, so I had a chance to share a few words with him, and that was about the only time.
Any thoughts on David Brower's effect on the Earth First movement, the direct action environmental defense movement?
Well, yes. David was an inspiration to those of us who saw that you didn't have to compromise, you didn't have to be reasonable, and in fact you shouldn't be when it was your duty to be otherwise. He never backed down an inch. He fought his entire life, and he was a great inspiration to the Earth First movement, myself in particular.
Oh, okay.
Any final word for Earth First Radio listeners?
Well, I would just say, just keep it up. Keep up the spirit of David Brower and other Earth Warriors, and keep on fighting.
Thank you very much, Dennis. You want to talk to Earth First Radio today?
You know me. You got a microphone?
It's live. Here you are.
My name's David Orr.
David, what's been happening?
Well, we're out in Moab, Utah, the Glen Canyon Action Network, organizing with local river guides and outfitters and activists and Native American. We got the Dene Medicine Men's Association. We're organizing to take down Glen Canyon Dam.
Well, it's certainly been thought about for a long time, and unfortunately, part of the legacy of David Brower.
Well, it is fortunate because he was one of the co-founders of our organization. And hey, how's it going, Karen? This is Karen Pickett, everybody.
live on Earth First Radio today.
And there's Beverly Turner. And isn't that what we are? Just a bunch of damned obstructionists.
Well, part of what we want to do is get rid of the dam. So,
well, it's really time for us to, you know, clear out the blockages and let the rivers run free. And Dave wanted it that way. And by God, we're gonna make it happen.
You have a memory of the time you spent with Dave?
Absolutely. In fact, the last time I saw him, we were plotting the next phase of the campaign to decommission Glen Canyon Dam. We just published our first edition of our newsletter for the group. It's called Living Rivers Currents, and it's got a memorial to Dave on the cover, and it just came out this week. Well, actually, the easiest way to get plugged in is if people have an internet connection, go to www.drainit.org. That's D-R-A-I-N-I-T, drainit.org.
It's a great website.
When you go to the homepage there, it has a photograph of Cathedral in the Desert, and the picture was taken in 1963 on the last Sierra Club raft trip before the cathedral was flooded by the rising waters of Lake Powell. And there are some kids that you see in the middle ground, and those are David Brower's children. So it's a very personal thing on that level. But this is of global significance and the largest restoration project ever undertaken. And here we have Mr. Bill Oliver.
Hello, Bill. You're on Earth First Radio today.
Well, happy habitat out there. We're blocking traffic, and this is the place to block traffic.
I guess this is the Round River Rendezvous Black Tie event or something.
Bill, any remembrances of Dave?
Those things about our trip.
I'd like to share with our listeners.
When he came to Austin, he was in Austin, Texas, with a gang that included Dave Foreman, Randy Hayes, and other gnarly elders like that. Not so elders. He went back at my house and admired my girlfriend's rock collection. It was a fun party.
Cool.
Tinkeray on the rocks.
Send
of course.
Me an email.
All right.
Thanks for talking to Earth First Radio.
See you later. Bye.
Bill Oliver. Songwriter, Earth Firster.
Good place to be for you.
Yeah, who we got here?
Hey, it's Daniel.
Daniel. But really quickly, do you have a remembrance of Dave that you'd like to share with Earth First Radio listeners?
Well, David, I have two books. I remember David Brower, probably 75 at the time, joining a bunch of us in Bay Earth First for an evening of revelry, and most of us had jobs we had to go back to the next day, and he was still ready to keep partying at midnight, and the rest of us young'uns were ready to go home and go to sleep. So I remember him being quite the
David Brower, the party
the
animal.
Party animal, yeah. And he was definitely among kindred spirits, and it was great to feel that there were elders who were still as radical as David Brower.
Thank you, Daniel. Well, I'm speaking with a man in a visualized, direct action Earth First T-shirt. Your name is
Howard Besser.
Howard, do you have a memory of David Brower you'd like to share with Earth First Radio listeners?
No, I just think he was just an incredibly inspirational person in terms of being someone within somewhat the mainstream and an older generation than most Earth Firsters who still said no compromise in defense of Mother Earth.
Any time you met David?
No. His storming out of the Sierra Club, his, leaving various organizations because they were too willing to compromise was just always inspirational.
A final view for Earth First listeners?
To keep up the struggle.
Thank you very much. ASJE. What's ASJE? Alliance for Sustainable Jobs in the Environment. And your name is?
Don Kegley.
Don. Where do Earth First and the steelworkers get together? How does that come together?
Well, it came together over Maxim and all the horrible things that he's doing in the redwoods in Northern California, and the fact that our company, Kaiser Aluminum, is owned by Maxim. We had a big strike and lockout, and we decided to kind of join forces and help each other. And through that relationship has grown an actual organization that has expanded beyond forest issues and is reaching out to see if we can't make some positive change in the world.
Well, you mentioned in your talk today to this memorial gathering that David Brower is one of the people that brought these two movements together. Anything else you want to share with us about how that's been facilitated?
Yeah, I mean, we were, like I said, the steelworkers were looking to make some connections, and we had made some connections with Earth First and some other folks in different ways working on our campaign. But we were looking to make a little bigger commitment and a little stronger connections when we met David Brower. And his enthusiasm and his willingness to support us and help us is what really actually drove the formation. I don't think we ever really thought we were going to form an organization, a C3, C4 nonprofit organization to do a lot of work. We were looking maybe at something a little smaller than that, but it was David who was like saying, you know, why hold back? You know, you're a big organization, the Steelworkers Labor is huge. Why hold back? Why not charge forward? So.
All right. Any final words for Earth First Radio?
I'm pleased to be here. I'm happy I could say some words, and I'm certain that I'll miss Dave Brower. Although I do really feel like a part of him is going to be with me everywhere I go. And
well, thank you for talking with Earth First Radio. We'll see you on the front lines, Don. And standing in the aisle is Daryl Cherney. Daryl, any words for Earth First Radio?
Yes. The very first demonstration that Greg King and I organized for against Maxam Corporation and for the Redwoods, David Brower came and spoke at, along with Dave Foreman and Lone Wolf Circles and a lot of other really good folks. And Dave Brower was willing to come out and help two brand new Earth First activists do their very first demonstration and give us credibility. His picture appeared in the paper the next day, assisting us getting media on the Maxam issue back on mid to late October 1986 when we first started. David Brower also spoke at another rally I organized in 1987 for the Mendocino National Forest. And my point is that here I was, a brand new activist, and there was David Brower willing to come and speak for anybody who was willing to stand up and, you know, for a cause. And he was willing to loan his name, his prestige for even beginners. There's something else that really struck me about Dave that I think is, I don't know if anybody spoke about it today because I came in a little late.
James, you
but
up there?
Dave was really devoted to his wife, Ann, and there were so many times that he would cancel an appointment or just not make one so that he could be home with his family. And I think a lot of times environmentalists forget about what family is in deference to the cause and the work that we all do. You know, I worked till 10:30 last night rather than go socialize at a party. And eventually I made it. But a lot of times we put our work ahead of our friends and our family. And David, despite his greatness and despite his incredible workload, was willing to stand by his partner, his life partner, right through the end, no matter how much in demand he was. And I think that tribute to his own humanity and the humanity of his family was part of his greatness as much as his contribution to the earth.
Well, I'm sure that's a lesson we all have to learn, and certainly my wife wants to know why I spend so much time working on Earth First. So anyway, any other recollections you want to share with the Earth First Radio audience?
I know that David Brower has been a big supporter of the Headwaters campaign, not just from the first demo, but throughout. You know, in the last couple of years, he was the honorary chairman of the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and Environment, which came out of the Headwaters campaign.
We just spoke with Don Caglin.
Yes, about David. He just the fact that he was willing just about anybody who wanted to get started as an environmental activist and was never above the fray, never an elitist, always a people's person in the trenches, was a real tribute to his greatness. I mean, the man could climb the highest mountain, but he wasn't afraid to get from the front line right. And that is one of the greatest gifts, that kind of stature, and I want to thank him for that.
Daryl Cherney, thank you very much, Daryl.
Thank you, Dennis.
Talking with Karen Pickett, a longtime Bay Area Earth First organizer, Headwaters Coalition.
Well, I'm director there.
Okay.
With Earth First, I'm an organizer with the Alliance. I'm a founder, and that's actually, I feel really lucky to have worked quite a bit with Dave the last couple of years through the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment, this Labor Enviro Alliance, and And one of the things, I mean, I, you know, it was something that just caught me as something whose time had arrived and something that we needed to do, to the point where, you know, I pushed other things aside to make room for it and help found the Alliance. And in talking to Dave about it, I mean, he had the same kind of passion and excitement about it. And I was just delighted because of what he brought to the Alliance, but also because it was, I mean, it was also so, it was really characteristic of him to have, I mean, it was this very youthful kind of excitement and jumping on board and, you know, yeah, this is a new project and this is great. I mean, there was never a jaded, cynical kind of attitude. And I feel lucky. I feel blessed to have worked closely with him on something that he was excited about just recently. And I mean, I guess, you know, one thing that I keep thinking about is, as unrealistic as it sounds, I thought he was going to be around forever.
I think we all do.
I really did, and it's partly, I guess, because I can't imagine the environmental movement without him, but I just had this notion that he was going to be around forever, that
like
we'd
the Redwoods.
Always have him, like the Redwoods. It was more than, you know, something that was just going to happen in our lifetimes.
Any other memories of David you'd like to share?
Well, closing the hotel bar in Houston with the steel workers.
And, he's a noted party animal. Several people tonight have said that one thing they really remember about Dave was that at 2:30 in the morning, he's still ordering drinks.
Well, he was there, and this was only a couple years ago. You know, he was 86. So, you know, I suppose that could be another thing that we could take example for, because it has to do with stamina and refusing to get old. And he really did.
Well, thank you very much, Karen. Well, among the remarkable reincarnations at the David Brower Memorial, in addition to John Denver singing live on stage and David Brower playing piano for us, is a visit from John Muir. John, welcome to Earth First Radio.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Glad to be here on this incredibly memorable and commemorative day.
And what would you like to bring back from the past to Earth Firsters today?
Oh, I think bringing back things from the past is not necessary. I think it's more necessary that we get to the past and get back to past activities and past views of the world. That's simply more appropriate to a happy, quality kind of life that all of us want to lead, and which this good planet would happily let us lead if we were simply to let a good deal of it alone.
And one of the things I remember from my internship in Yosemite Valley was that you were noted for dragging your desk out into the meadow. Can you tell us why?
My desk out into the meadow?
They wanted you to work in an office when you worked for the Park Service or in the early days, but you would drag your desk out into the meadow and work.
Oh, well, my desk was simply a notebook and a piece of pencil. That's all the desk I needed for the great wilderness, and still the only desk I really need if I'm appropriately taking care of things.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to monkey wrench the Hetch Hetchy Dam?
Well, I don't think there's any necessity to monkey wrench it. I think the dam is coming down on the with the will of a great many good people that are sturdily working at that very conclusion. I do believe that it'll be a while before it happens, but the city of San Francisco can't maintain it forever. It will come down. We will find other sources of power for those communities that need it, now living off the dam. We will find additional storage capability for it. And the valley will be restored, and it must be restored, and I think it's the appropriate thing to be doing.
Any final words you'd like to leave with Earth First Radio listeners?
Only that, well, Earth hath no sorrow, that Earth and a lot of good people like Friends of the Earth and Earth First cannot heal.
Thank you very much, John Muir. We're going to catch the last interview today with Greg King.
About David, well, David was quite an inspiring individual, of course, for many people, including myself. And I remember in 86, he came to our first demonstration against Maxam. His number was listed, and I called him up. I said, hey, we're having this demonstration downtown San Francisco. Would you like to come down and say a few words? And he said, sure. He didn't know who I was or what we were doing or anything, except he knew about Maxam. But that's the kind of guy he was, and that's why his work is so important, because he just did the work. He didn't stop to think about, well, should I or should I not, or, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. He just did the work. And that's what's inspiring, is maintaining that kind of energy throughout his life. So we're all very lucky and proud, actually, to have had him around.
Thank you very much. All right. This has been an Earth First Radio special program on the memorial service of David Brower on December 2nd at the Berkeley Community Theater. For Earth First Radio, this is Uncle Dennis.